You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 24th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. In 1945, the day before his 67th birthday, Bill Robinson was Memphis bound. In the musical, a group of black performers puts on a performance of HMS Pinafore to raise money after their ship is marooned on a sandbar. Don Walker and Clay Warnick gave Gilbert and Sullivan a boogie-woogie and jazz spin, and the musical lasted for 36 performances on Broadway. Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee worked with composer Jerry Herman to make a musical out of Patrick Dennis's book and their 1956 play about life with his only living relative. Turning Angela Lansbury into a full-fledged Broadway star, MAME opened today in 1966 and ran for a total of 1,508 performances at the Winter Garden and Broadway theaters in New York. A revival of My Children, My Africa, directed by Ruben Santiago Hudson, opened in 2013 off-Broadway at the Pershing Square Signature Center. Allison Gallerani, James A. Williams, and Stephen Tyrone Williams starred in the drama about young South Africans testing their voices in a time of political unrest. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. For more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. And for more of me, download and subscribe to Movie Musical Madness anywhere you get podcasts.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.